Good morning. We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Gina Snyder is joining us here via phone, and she is the Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. Gina, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, Brandon.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Good to visit with you once again as we look ahead to this brand new year. And we've seen a lot of events here in the fall happening downtown and really kind of thriving down there. And what's the outlook here for 2022?
Well, we are in the planning stages. We're in the details of all of the planning stages. So it's nuts and bolts time. It's putting pen to paper, lining up sponsors and all those good things. But we've got one or two new things coming this year. One of them is that the City Commission finally passed the Open Container Ordinance. So we will be hosting one or two events, probably around the third Thursday event, where we have, a street festival where you can purchase alcohol and walk in an entire area with your beverage. So that'll be fun. And then we had a very successful brand new event called 12 Drinks of Christmas, and we're looking to do a similar event called 12 Drinks of Summer. So we'll see how those all work out.
That sounds pretty exciting. And, you know, you got a lot of good breweries and bars downtown, which I think really thrive on that kind of activity. And we saw it here with the 12 Drinks of Christmas. I'm not sure how successful that was, but from what I gathered, it was very successful.
You know, the thing that was fun is that we put that together kind of last minute, thinking, okay, it's a trial. We feel like we know what we're doing. We have our restaurants on board, and we really want to add something to the Christmas holiday festive feel that the city of Manhattan is really growing and shaping our community into being this Christmas destination. And we far exceeded what we thought this little event was going to do. It was just fantastic outcome for the restaurants, and we had great feedback. And the most exciting thing about it is we literally had college-age students and people in their 70s and 80s that were participating, and it was just phenomenal, because that's what we want from downtown. It's a place where everyone can go and find something to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked with our city officials yesterday, and the sales tax numbers continue to trend in the right direction. And I think a lot of that can be attributed to downtown activity. And it's nice to see that even with COVID still lingering around.
We had some really great weeks leading up to our traditional holiday shopping season, which begins in November. And then our holiday shopping season, which is, November through that week before Christmas, was really very exciting time for our retailers, even our restaurants. Even our retailers who do online sales were experiencing much more success than in years past. So overall, I feel confident in saying that we really have turned around, and we really had a great final quarter.
Well, that's good to hear, because I know about 1 year ago at this time, if we had asked you the same thing, it was a lot different.
It was very, very different. I'm very pleased. I'm so proud to represent these small business owners. They're just an amazing group of people. Small business owners in general, you know how I feel about them. I think they're among the best.
Yep, absolutely. Well, good to see that success happening. As far as long-range planning committee, what's the latest update on that?
We have put together, in the middle of last year, we put together a group of interested downtown stakeholders, which is anyone from a property owner, a business owner. We have someone represented from the Metropolitan Planning Organization, a professor from K-State. We're really focusing on the next 5 years and what downtown can really utilize what we already have that we can improve upon. We're not looking to have a really extensive million-dollar price tag project. We're really more interested in kind of enhancing what we already have with public space, more street festival-type events, more art. So our focus has really been on those types of things and maybe doing some things in our nearby neighborhoods that make it easier and more pleasurable for young professionals to take up residency in our nearby neighborhoods.
Well, that sounds very interesting there. That would be a neat endeavor to hear more about going down the road. We'll see how that pans out. I know transportation's been a key thing here as well, and getting, you know, some out-of-bus routes downtown, getting more people between there and Aggieville. Is that going to continue here in the new year?
Well, and as official, the District Loop was a pilot program. The pilot program has ended, and we are getting ready to flush out the results of how that went. We're going to meet with the officials at Attabus and kind of discuss how it went. I'm really, if I throw my 2 cents in there, I would say that I would want the pilot program to be longer, or maybe at a different time of year when people are not rushing about during the holiday season and they have more time to understand what this district loop is. I just don't feel that 4 or 5 weeks is long enough to really understand and come to know how to use it, the route, how long it takes, where the bus stops are, how long in between pickups and that kind of thing. So I feel like the education piece needs to continue on that.
Okay. Well, it was a good trial run there in the winter time, and or I guess late fall would have been more accurate there. See how that continues. As far as new board members, what's the latest on that that you want to provide update on that?
We're just in the process of getting ready to have a new board member orientation. And it's just sort of bringing in the 3 new elected board members up to speed and get them going so that they're ready to take on our 2022 goals and initiatives that were set by the board last year. So it's just a process of learning and education. We don't like to throw our board members into the deep end. I like for them, to have pretty solid understanding of our budget and what we did in the previous year and what we're doing in the year that we're in. These people were elected by downtown business owners and property owners, again, those stakeholders. So we already know that they have a heart for service and a heart for downtown. It's just a matter of sort of educating them on the details of how we work.
Where can people get information on how they can learn more about serving on the board?
Serving on the board can only come from downtown stakeholders. We have bylaws that require that downtown board members be stakeholders in the downtown area, and that information can be found on our website at downtownmhk.com. We do have one position that is a community member at large, and we are getting ready to bring on a new community member at large this year, and that's Kirsten Harris, the former owner of The Chef, and we're excited to bring her on board. We've had Ben Sigel from Manhattan Running Company on our board in that position for 3 years, and he, as everybody in the community knows, is phenomenal, and we know we won't lose his support, but we want to give somebody else the opportunity to serve.
Okay, very good. Well, downtown's always an exciting place to be here in the city of Manhattan, so we encourage people to go down there and check out all that the businesses have to offer. Gina, we're wrapping up on time here. Thanks for being here this morning. We'll talk again in February.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brandon.